This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mr. What's his nickname again?
Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Is going to call MetLife Stadium his home. So let me be one of the many IFOs to congratulate Giant fans and congratulate you, Tiki Barber.
So now you are straight up mocking. Not even pretending to hide it. For a second, I was like, are we actually going to talk baseball to start this show today?
No.
There's no way that's happening.
Hey, congratulations on Russell Wilson. I know
Do not congratulate me on this at all.
Are you excited?
I think this is going to be one of the most interesting quarterback rooms in the history of quarterback rooms. Because both of these guys, really all three of them when you think about it, with Tommy DeVito and Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, the personalities are just massive. Now, it almost might be crazy enough to work type of thing, because that's the only way I can think positively about this. Because we know how Russ is. He is highly motivated. He's very religious focused, but he tries to give you this steel demeanor as this leader and give these motivational speeches.
Let's ride.
And then we know how Jameis Winston is. Jameis Winston, also very religious, talks about his faith all the time and delivering them from INTs. But also, he's clownish in some ways. And I think it's on purpose. I think he's trying to bring levity. Now, those two dynamics, do they work well together? I don't know. And then you throw in Tommy DeVito, who is the people's champion. Like, everybody loves Tommy DeVito. I don't care if you are the superstar player or you're just the dude that's trying to make the squad or Jose, the maintenance man, right? You have no idea how engaging Tommy DeVito is. And now all three of those guys are going to be in a room with Shea Tierney and Brian Daboll. It's going to be Mike Kafka. This is going to be so insane that I don't know what to expect, because I've never seen anything like this before. And am I optimistic? Not really. But
I think Russell Wilson's washed.
I think I am so anticipatory of what's going to happen. I have to see this.
I think that...
I wish it was Hard Knocks last year.
I agree.
And it sucks that it's not this year.
The quarterback room in itself is fascinating. We've had a lot of fun over the last few weeks listening to things Jameis Winston has said, things that Russell Wilson has said. And yeah, I'm having a good time and I'm laughing because this is soap opera-like. It's fascinating. But I also think what the Giants are doing is actually really smart. Mm. And I'll tell you why. If you remember back in 2018 when the New York Jets clearly needed to draft a quarterback, it was obvious to all. In fact, they went into the previous season tanking, if you will.
Yes.
And the tanking didn't work. They got off to a good start. They won too many games. They ended up picking sixth in the NFL draft. The approach that offseason was, let's get some vets in the room. We're going to bring back Luke McCown. Mm-hmm. We're going to bring in Teddy Bridgewater, and we'll see what happens at the NFL draft. And what ended up happening at the NFL draft is the Jets traded from 6 to 3.
Yep.
Sam Darnold was sitting there. They drafted Sam Darnold, and Teddy Bridgewater, acquired by the Jets, never played for the Jets.
Yeah.
He was traded away. What the Giants are doing, in my estimation, is they're giving themselves an insurance policy.
Yeah.
They brought in a capable veteran backup who's still relatively young in Jameis Winston, who I mentioned to you last week or earlier this week. You could certainly mold into something. They bring in a veteran in Russell Wilson who gives you at least a decent chance to win some games. But come the NFL draft, you can mark my words on this. They are going to bring in a young quarterback into that room.
Yeah.
And if Shedeur Sanders is there at 3, the guy in the room is going to be Shedeur Sanders. And you want to talk about an interesting quarterback room? You mentioned Jameis Winston. You mentioned Russell Wilson. You mentioned Tommy DeVito. Let's throw in the blue chip prospect who happens to be the son of a Hall of Fame great.
Right.
So I think the Giants are protecting themselves from all corners, but they're still going to be aggressive in finding their future.
Here's why it works. And to your point about finding their future, the quarterback room accounts for about $16 million.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that number.
That's not a lot.
Think about all the quarterback rooms in all of the NFL. They are 20, 40, 60, 70, some of them, with all of the players that they have. The Giants have $16 million in 2025 committed to their quarterback room. 10.5 guaranteed for Rush. Could go up to 21, but that's neither here nor there. Still, even if it was, it would only be 20-something million dollars. Jameis is at 4. Tommy DeVito is a little over 1 with that restricted rights free agency deal that he signed. So even when you draft a young kid, if he's in the top 10, it's only going to go up $5 or $6 million more.
Right.
Right. Their quarterback room is full of options, but also really cheap.
Yes.
And it's one of the ways that we've talked about over the last couple of years, how teams build the depth of their organization. It's by having cheap quarterbacks. And mostly it's with rookies, but cheap. You have 2 vets, Tommy DeVito and a rookie, and it's still cheap.
Yeah,
like it's almost crazy enough to work, is what I said when I was first talking about this, and that's the reason why. It's because you have options. You're not stuck. You're not, oh man, we just drafted Zach Wilson with nobody else. I guess we got to play Zach Wilson.
Well, that's it. You just hit on it. That is the biggest thing. See, as an IFO, I learn from my mistakes. I learn from the teams I watch and the teams I root for. I happen to root for a lot of crappy teams. One of the biggest mistakes the Jets made, I'm not even talking about 2018 anymore, though I do think that similarity works. I want to talk about 2 years ago. They brought in Aaron Rodgers with the plan of Zach Wilson's going to learn.
Yeah.
And then guess what happened? Aaron Rodgers got hurt, and the Jets were forced to have to start Zach Wilson immediately.
Again.
Same old Jets.
Right away, he had to play again. What the Giants have done, here's where I have to give them credit. And I know there's a lot of Giant fans that are not happy today. That's fine. We'll hear from you. 888-808-1019. But here's why I think what you're doing is very smart. If this is what Joe Shane is doing, and I assume it is. You're going to draft someone. I have said since January, I'll say it on March 26th, you will end up with Shedeur Sanders. I believe it in my bones. I believe it will happen. You will draft him.
Unless Tennessee pulls an okey-doke and drafts Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe.
And then you'll end up with Cam Ward.
Not bad either,
unless,
by the way.
Unless Detroit trades with Dallas for Dak Prescott and Dallas takes whoever the second quarterback is. That's just the rumor coming out.
Well, that's Cleveland craziness. Right. Either way, I think you end up with Shedeur Sanders at 3. You should start Shedeur Sanders when you're ready to start Shedeur Sanders. Mm-hmm. By bringing in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, you basically tell him you're going to hold a clipboard, you're a third-string quarterback, and even if there is catastrophic injury, because as we know, injuries happen in the NFL, you've protected yourself from letting NFL injuries decide when you start your young quarterback. You decide when you start your young quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's a great point.
And that's why if that's what they're doing, okay, and that's what I'd be doing as an IFO, because you need to find your future. You also want to win some games, and you don't want to rush them. That's exactly what makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think if you view it that way, you'd say, okay. This isn't the craziest
right,
thing
I'm
ever.
Okay with it. Now, you're worried because it could become chaos, right?
What would make it chaos?
Just the personalities. Just the Russ talking crazy.
Not you got to be not unlimited.
That it, not that it matters in the locker room, but just it just becomes crazy. And Jameis saying all the things that he says. It's not that it's bad. It just becomes crazy.
Everyone, that's a W.
It just becomes distracting. Like all of that stuff. That's the only thing you worry about. From a football standpoint, though, this is exactly what I think Dabes tried to do in 2022 when he won Coach of the Year. Bring competition. Make it about competition. Remember that mantra or that MO of that team early? It was, you have to earn your time on the field.
Right.
You are not being given your spot. I don't care who you are or how many starts you have in your career under your belt. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you're simply not playing.
Yes.
Period.
And that should apply to everybody. Like, you brought this example up a couple of days ago. It involves Russell Wilson, even though it's not about modern Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, when the Seattle Seahawks drafted Russell Wilson, right. Their plan was not to start him.
No, of course
their
not.
Plan was Matt Flynn, who they had just signed as a free agent, was going to start. But Russ was so damn impressive, he won the job. So I'll walk you through a scenario. And again, everything changes if they don't draft a quarterback. But they are. I'm confident of it. Like, nothing's changed despite signing Russell Wilson. They draft Shedeur Sanders at 3, as I expect them to do, and Shedeur blows everybody away.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian Daboll's like, holy crap, I'm not waiting.
Yeah,
I want to play this guy right away. It's possible that even after paying Russell Wilson the money you paid him, he never plays. Now, I don't think that's the likeliest scenario. I think the likeliest scenario is Shedeur Sanders learns, and he waits. And eventually, at some point this season, maybe it mirrors 2004, the year you experienced. Maybe it's very different. Eventually, he plays. Or, dare I say, Russell Wilson rekindles his Hall of Fame resume from years ago. The Giants are winning games. They're shocking the world. And Shedeur never plays this season. But that's how I view what the Giants are doing. Now, if the Giants don't draft a young quarterback, and literally their quarterback room is Russell Wilson, Jameis Winston, and Tommy DeVito, then I got a problem.
Yeah.
Then this puzzle doesn't make sense.
Yeah, a month from now, we might be upset.
Yes.
But right now, we have to consider this as part of the plan. Because when this first happened, your initial reaction is, okay, then what happens? I thought Jameis was going to start this season. Now it's probably Russell's going to start this season. But they're all one-year deals and likely out of here. Even though Jameis signed a two-year deal, it's easily removable. Right? What the hell is the plan?
Mm.
And so my thought is, if there is no plan and you're just throwing stuff at the wall and hope that one of these veterans sticks, that is not a plan.
No, I agree.
And so
that is not
the only plan that I can see going forward, and this is after I thought about it, was, man, this is crazy, but if they draft a quarterback and try to develop him behind two veterans, you don't have to play him right away. Who cares what the distraction is, as long as you have a veteran who can help you win right now and a young quarterback who is your future. That's a plan.
That's the plan.
If there is no future quarterback, then this is a disaster.
Hey, bingo. That's what this is all about. So when they signed Jameis Winston and Sean Morash had his meltdown, we reminded him this is a puzzle piece. Unfortunately, we don't know how the puzzle ends, right? We're all predicting. We're all giving our opinions on how the puzzle should look.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a puzzle piece. There was a scenario where Jameis Winston was signed on Friday and ended up being the starting quarterback for the New York Giants. We talked about that possibility on the puzzle piece. Now they add Russell Wilson. And to me, the only thing that makes sense is drafting a young quarterback and putting yourself in a position where you don't play that kid until you deem him ready. And by having two veterans like Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, you protect yourself that you're never going to be forced to have to play that guy before he's ready. And that's where the Jets screwed up. And that's where, if the Giants are thinking the way I'm thinking, they're getting this right. Now, I know there's a lot of Giant fans today who are like, screw you, Evan, you're wrong. Russell Wilson sucks. This is a joke. I want everybody fired. You may end up being right if they don't go out and aggressively find their future quarterback. Because if they're running this out to start the year, and their game plan is, it's our quarterback room, let's go, we're going to win some games, then I think you're building a road to nowhere.